had developed in previous studies some reasons for follow-up. These were very similar to the one Jane's presented, and it was from focus group and another study that we developed. And we asked both breast cancer survivors and cancer clinicians to agree on a Likert scale what were their main reasons for follow-up, because we know that there's been really little attention as to why patients come for follow-up. And breast cancer survivors said that the main reason why they come is to check for cancer recurrence. Now, we had slightly different results. It was touch and go, but we think it was probably bias about what they wanted to questioning the validity of their questionnaire, really. It's the main limitations. They knew we were doing a questionnaire, which was asking about late effects, so we wonder whether that biased the results there. And what we've done, we had actually, in previous studies, we developed a scale, clinical reasons and supportive reasons. And so the C's, you can see, the top reasons for follow-up that patients viewed were the clinical reasons, and mainly clinical reasons for cancer clinicians, but also they believe that the number 3 was to provide psychological support.